The Gemara said last time we're on halfway down the Omid, and that Mem Zayin on the base, and we were talking about this halacha that you cannot form a zimun together with an amoretz. And the big question was, so what in fact is the definition of an amoretz? So have a look. It's about the 10th last narrow line, and the first word on the line is ve'enoi. Ve'enoi. Where the Gemara there says, Acherim Oimrim, Afilu Kara Vashana. Even somebody who's been Kaira, which means he knows Chumish, Vashana is Le Mishnais, but Veloy Shimesh Tamud Chacham, he has not served, he has not become close to a Tamud Chacham, Hare Ze Am Haaretz. Omravuna Alocha Ka Acherim. Alocha Ka Acherim. That in fact is the Halacha, although we did see last time that Tosis pointed out that nowadays, we do not seem to practice this halacha, and we are inclusive of an Amar Oretz when it comes to Zimun. Says the Gemara, this is where we left off last time. Romi bar Choma, loy azmin oleho, derav Menashier bar Tachlifa. Romi bar Choma did not want to include Rav Menashia in his zimun. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says loy azmin oleho, Romi bar Choma loy rotzo letzarfei. He did not want to include him l'shloisha l'zimun, to be the third person for the zimun. Romi bar Choma did not include Rav Menashia. Detoni sifro v'sifri Vehilchasa. Even though Rav Menashia would seem to be an accomplished Talmud Chacham, because in fact he had learned Sifra, Sifri, Halacha, so why did he nonetheless not want to incorporate him in a Zimun? Because clearly he still considered him to be an Am Haaretz, despite all that he had learned. Maybe he hadn't been Meshamesh Talmid Chachamim. At least that's what he thought. Ki noch nafshei de Romi bar Choma. When Romi bar Choma passed away, Omar Rava said a frightening thing. Loi noch nafshei de Romi bar Choma. Elo de loi azmin arav Menashir bar Tachlifa. He said the only reason why, in fact, Romi bar Choma passed away was because he did not include in the Zimun Rav Menashia. A frightening thing. That's why he passed away. So the big question is, why did he in fact pass away? What was wrong? What did he do wrong? Yes, Rav Menashia clearly was a very knowledgeable person, but we said before that's not enough. And the Gemara asks this kasha, V'hotanya, but surely we have learned in the Braisa, Achirim Oimrim, Afilu Koro V'shono V'loi Shimesh Talmud Chacham, Hare Ze Am Ha'aretz, ? Surely we have learned that even if you've learned a lot, but if you have not done Shimush Talmid Chachamim, you are classified as an Am Ha'aretz. In which case, Romi bar Choma l'chayre was correct. Even though, yes, Rav Menashia had learned a lot of Torah, Sifra and Sifri and Kehilcha, so that's not enough. So how can we possibly say that he died because he did not incorporate Rav Menashia in his Zimun, but surely he was justified in doing that? Says the Gemara, no. Shani Rav Menashia bar Tachlifa de Meshama lohu l'rabbonon. There's Rashi one word, the Meshameh, Meshamesh. He was Meshamesh Talmid Chachamim. Romi bar Choma, unfortunately, and the Gemara says this in the next words, the Romi bar Choma who deloy dok abasre. He did not check after him. He assumed, mistakenly, that he had learned a lot, but he had not done Shemosh Talmid Chachamim, and that was not true. He had done Shemosh Talmid Chacham. Look at Rashi. Rambam loibodak. He did not check lishoil to inquire midas Rav Menashe. He didn't find out about his nature. He didn't find out about his history. Had he only inquired, he would have found out that actually he did do shimush. And because he did not check, therefore he did not include him in the zimun. And as a result, Rambam Chama was severely punished. He passed away. Frightening piece of Gemara. Says the Gemara, Lamed Aleph, which stands for Lishna Achrina. Some say, Deshoma Shmaitza Mipumayu Derabonon. Some say that, no, in fact, La'olam, he did not do Shimush Tamid Chachamim. And Rami Bar Chama, that was not his mistake. His mistake was not that he failed to check up on him, because had he only checked up on him, he would have discovered he did Shimush. No. He did not do Shimush Tamid Chachamim. Oh, so he didn't do Shimush Tamid Chachamim. Surely he's considered to be an Amor Oretz. So Rami Bar Chama was in the right. Why did he die? No. De Shoma Shmaitza Mipumayu Derabono. He had heard Shmaitza, he had heard the Sugya from the mouths of Rabbonon, Vigoris Lahu, and he had learned it and done Chazara, Katsurva Me Rabbonon Domi. He is now considered a Tsurva Me Rabbonon. A Tsurva Me Rabbonon is a Talmud Chacham. So, even though he hadn't specifically done Shimush Tamidei Chachamim, but the very fact that he learned their Torah and had done Chazorah and reviewed it, that classifies him as a Talmud Chacham. So we have two alternative explanations. Either that he had in fact done Shimush Tamidei Chachamim, and Rami Bar Chama, for some reason, I don't know why, did not check up on this. Alternatively, he hadn't done Shimush Tamid Chachamim specifically, but he had learned the Torah of his Rebbeim and had reviewed it, which is a big chizuk for all of us. It means if we learn the Torah of our Rebbeim and we review it, then we get classified as a Talmud Chacham. That's what the Gemara is telling us. Okay, says the Gemara, let's keep on going. This is not difficult. Gemara, let's keep on going. We're going now back to the original Mishnah in the Perek. You remember, the Mishnah had two halves. The first half we had dealt with. The first half of the Mishnah dealt with various cases in which you do form Zimun. And then the Mishnah just had the opposite, five cases in which you do not do Zimun. And we're going to go through them one by one to work out each time what is the Chiddush. Says the Gemara, Ochal Tevel Umaisa. Tevel, says the Gemara, one word question, pshita, poshut. If you eat tevel, untithed tevua, so you're eating an issa do'iraisa, and if it's an issa do'iraisa, then obviously he can't be incorporated in a zimun. What on earth is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, this is very topical, like, tzricha. But tevel, what type of tevel are we dealing with in the Mishnah? Tovel midrabbanon. We're dealing with produce, which albeit is classified as tevel, but not tevel min ha-Torah, only tevel midrabbanon. How can that be? Says the Gemara, hey dalet, hey chidomi. How can that be? Ba'otzitz she'enoi nakuv. This is highly, highly topical. Ba'otzit she'enoi nakuv, which means a plant pot that does not have a hole in it. As we know from many, many, many areas of halacha, whether it be Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Truma, and of course, this is one of the hot questions of the day now with Hilchos Shmita. Imagine in your garden, you have a plant pot. So whatever's growing in that plant pot, technically, is not growing out of the ground, it's growing out of the earth, which is in the plant pot, which is sitting on the ground. So as we know, we always distinguish between a plant pot that has a hole in it, that's called otzitz nakuv, big discussion, by the way, how big does a hole have to be, as opposed to an otzitz she'enei nakuv. If it's einoi nokuv, which means it has no hole at the bottom, then the earth in the plant pot cannot draw any nutrients from the ground, because the base of the plant pot is acting as a chaitzitz, as a barrier. So for example, imagine on Shabbos, if you plant something in a plant pot, you actually put a seed in the earth in the plant pot. Is that considered to be melacha min ha-Torah or not? The answer is it depends. If it's an otzitz nokuv, then that is as good as planting in the ground and you're over an issur d'oraisa. But if it's an otzitz she'einoi nokuv, which means it's not connected to the ground, so anything you plant in there cannot draw nutrients from the ground, so it's only osa midrabanon. So too with regard to trumas and maestras. A person is obligated min ha-Torah to take trumas or maestras from anything that grows from the ground. So if you have something which is planted and growing in an otzitz nokuv, if it's nokuv, that is as good as growing from the ground. Says the Gemara, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that which grows as an otzitz she'einoi nokuv. And if it's einoi nokuv, it's not connected to the ground. And min ha-Torah, you are not obligated to take trumas or maisas from it because it doesn't grow from the ground, but midrabanon you are. And that's what's called tevel midrabanon. So if it's tevel midrabanon, oh, that's a chidush. You can't say that's poshut, because I perhaps would have been excused for thinking that you cannot form a zimun with somebody who's over an issur d'oraisa. But maybe somebody who's over a mere issur d'rabbanon, as serious as that is, maybe I can form a zimun with him, says the Gemara. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That even though he's being over an issur d'rabbanon, it's only tevel mid'rabbanon, because it's an otzit she'en enokov, nonetheless, you cannot form zimun with him. Okay, now we move on to the next case. Says the Gemara, Maisa Rishon. What did the Mishnah say there? The Levi gets his Maisa Rishon, but Truma has not been taken. So once again, says the Gemara, one word question, Pshita. It's Poshut. Why? Because if no Truma has been taken, so of course it's absolutely osa to eat it. So why is the Mishnah telling me that you cannot form a zimun in that case? It's poshut. The Levi has received his maisa and you have not been mafresh truma. So of course it's absolutely osa to eat. And if it's osa to eat, so then obviously there's no zimun. So what's the chidush? Says the Gemara, lo itzricha. Pshita lo yitzricha, says the Gemara, kagoin shehikdimu bekri. If you remember the beginning of the sugya, we spoke about what happens if the Levi takes his maisa too early. And the question is, what does early mean? How early is early? And the Gemara made a distinction between if it's Hikdimu b'shibolim or hikdimu b'kri. Meaning, if you take it too early, what's too early? Before it's actually become a kri, so if that's the case, then whatever you took does not count. And this, in fact, was the question that the Gemara asked. Rav Papa said to Abaye. Rav Papa, if you look at the very, very top line of the Gemara. Mikol Maestre Seichem, the Gemara says, Hai idgin v'hai loy idgin. There's a difference between has it been made into grain, which means has it been made into a kri. prior to that stage, it does not count. So here, the Gemara is telling you that, in fact, is exactly what our Mishnah is referring to. Could the Omar layer of Papa Abaya, Kamash Malon Kedushani Lay. Rav Papa initially questioned Abaya, and Abaya answered back that you need to know there's a very important cutoff point. What is a cutoff point? Look at Rashi. Rashi explains. Says Rashi, Shaloi Nitla Trumosai. What does that mean, Maisa Shaloi Nitla Trumosai? Who did not take Truma? Says Rashi, Kosal Kadata, very important word because that always means that it's only a Hava Amina. Kosal Kadata Trumas Maisa Ka'omar. We think at this stage, this will all change, that we're dealing with Trumas Maisa. What's Trumas Maisa? As we explained last week, the Levi, having received his Maisa, has to take Truma from that Maisa and give that to the Kohen. If he doesn't do that, then it's still considered to be Tevel. And we assumed, the Gemara assumed mistakenly, that that's what we're talking about in the Mishnah. When it says, Maisa Shalei Nitla Trumasai, so we thought that that means that the Levi has received his Maisa and has not been mafresh truma, to which the Gemara says, no shkoyach, that's poshut, it's tevel d'oraisa. Says the Gemara, no, you got the case wrong. Look at Rashi now. Sheikdimu bakri. La'achar shenismareach. After the pile has become smoothened. Remember this key word, miruach. When you make your pile, and it's not just a messy pile, but it's a neat, smoothened out pile. The hukva le truma min ha-Torah. That is when the Torah chiyuv of truma becomes established. At which stage? When you've done miruach. If at that stage, kodam levi es ha-koyein, what happens if the levi preempted the Kohen, and what did he do? V'notal Maisa Rishon Tchilon. And he took the Maisa Rishon before the Kohen has taken his Truma. One second. Was this produce that was Mechuyev in Truma? And the answer is absolutely yes, because it had been made into a smoothened out pile. So if the Levi now takes Maisa before Truma has been taken, then we're in big trouble. Because excuse me, you've got to take Truma. Says Rashi, V'notal Maisa Rishon Tchilo. He took his Maisa Rishon first, but let's not forget, says Rashi, V'echod mechamishim shaboy, 1/50th of it, Hayaroyu Latruma Gedoila Lakayin. 1/50th of the Maisa he's taken has in it Truma, 2% that really should go to the Kayin. Says Rashi, Vishaloi Nitla Trumosai, quote unquote. When the Mishnah says that we have Maisa from which Truma has not been taken, Diktani, that which we've stated in the Mishnah, comma, Love Trumas Maisa, comma. We do not mean, now we know what Rashi meant in the previous Rashi, Kasal Kadat. We don't mean that the Levi hasn't taken his Truma from the Maisa. Of course, that's obvious. Everybody knows that. Who doesn't know that? Everybody knows that a Levi receives Maisa. You got to take Truma. That's not what we mean. Elo Truma Gedoyla. When we talk about Maisa, that Truma has not yet been taken, which Truma are we referring to? We thought we're referring to the Levi's Truma. That's called Trumas Maisa. So the Gemara very correctly asks, no, if that's the case, that's not a Chiddush. Says the Gemara, no. We're talking about that the Yisrael's original Truma has not been taken. Oh, that's a big Chiddush. Why is that a big Chiddush? Because the Levi may well turn around and say, well, we might have thought you can turn around and say, what's that got to do with me? That was a chiyuv, that was an incumbent on the original Yisrael. It's nothing to do with me. I've just got to take truma from the Maisa, but I don't have to take this additional 2%. Just give me 2 seconds, excuse me, to get tissue. So that is a big chiddush. And in fact, that was the very question that Rav Papa asked Abaye at the top of the Amud. Rav Papa, in fact, asked this question. Says Rashi, Mahu de Tema. So I would have thought, Kuda Omale Rav Papa la Abaye. I would have thought that Rav Papa's question to Abaye that we said before, Le'el, when he said, quote unquote, I hochi afilu hikdimu bekri nami, quote unquote. We spoke about a case of hikdimu beshibolim. But if you remember, a papa said to Abaye, well, wouldn't it be the same if it's hikdimu bekri? And I would have thought that maybe he's right. Says Rashi, komash malon, that's what our Mishnah is talking about. That once the pile has been made, that is the green light for truma. So it's a tremendous chiddush. It's a chiddush, not just in the halacha, it's a chiddush, it's a very novel way of reading the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Maiserishan shalai nikla trumosai, what does that mean the truma hasn't taken? Which truma hasn't been taken? Not the Levi's truma. That's taka, not a chiddush. That's not a chiddush. We're talking about that the original Yisrael's truma hasn't been taken. Oh, what's that got to do with me? Yeah, that's a very big chiddush. In fact, Rav Papa assumed that not to be the case. And that's what the Gemara is teaching us. The Mishnah's chiddush is that once it's been made into a pile, truma has to be taken, ideally by the original Yisrael. But if the Levi preempted the Kohen, such that he has now taken his 10%, of which 2% was supposed to have originally gone to the Kohen. If you do not now take that 2%, it's still considered to be Tevel. If you eat it, you're over an Issa and you cannot form in a Zimun.
So that the Levi has to take 2% of the original total, and right. then he has to take.
Correct. So therefore we cannot say anymore that this is pshita. It's not pshita at all. The fact that the Levi, when he receives his 10%, has to take 10% of that, you're right, that's not a chiddush. That's mefurish in the Torah, that the Levi gets his 10 bags, he then gives one of those bags to a Kohen, that's not a chiddush. But the fact that the Levi has got to take the original 2%, which essentially was a chiyuv of the Yisrael, yes, that's a whopping chiddush. And if you don't do that, you should know it's still considered to be tevel, and you cannot join forces to be a zimun.
Now, what happened does after the Levi takes that, if he was makdim, and he has to take both, then does the Yisrael have to go back and take his 2% as well?
Yeah, good question. Pashas, he does. Because now that the mice has been completely separated from the original 90 bags that are left in his field, then I took truma from mine. Yeah, l'chayra, but not from his.
No, but the Levi takes that 2%, not of what he took, but of the original total, right?
No, but he only has to take 2% of his 10 bags that he got.
Okay. That explains it. Fine.
Yeah. So now my responsibility is to make sure that what I received as the Levi has had truma taken from it. The original Yisrael, yeah, he's still got to take truma. He didn't do so, it's not his fault. The Levi preempted the Kohen. Before he had a chance to give truma, the Levi took his Maisa. Okay. So again, let's just read that line of the Gemara again. Pshita, says the Gemara, lo yitzricha. he preempted the Kohen by taking from the Kri. Mahu de Tema, I would have thought, could the Omale Rav Papa Abaya, like Rav Papa said to Abaya, that you should be exempt from Truma, Kamash Malon, Kedashoni Lay, Kamash Malon, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is as Abaya responded to him that no, he is not exempt. Because he took his Maisa before Truma was taken, so now that Chiyav of Truma falls squarely on his shoulders. Okay, and with that we move on. Says the Gemara in the next line, Maisa Sheni. Remember, what did it say in the Mishnah? Maisa Sheni, as we all know, has got to be eaten only in Yerushalayim. If you eat it outside of Yerushalayim, you are over an Issa D'Oraisa, unless you redeem it. If you redeem it, then the food can be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, and then you take the money up to Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah said, if the Maisa Sheni was not redeemed, or Hektush was not redeemed, then you cannot join forces for a Zimun. Once again, the Gemara asks, Pshita. Obviously. I mean, everybody knows that if you eat Maisa Sheni or Hektush, which has not been redeemed, you're over an Issa Deraisa. So how can you possibly form Zimun with somebody like that? Says the Gemara, Pshita. No. Loitzricha. Shenifdu. It was actually redeemed, but veloy nifdu kehilchasam. It was redeemed. If we're talking about something which is actually never redeemed at all, then you'd be perfectly correct. That's not a chiddush. This was redeemed, but it wasn't redeemed kehilchasam. It was not performed in the halachically correct manner. What does that mean? Maisa Sheni, in the case of Maisa Sheni, what it means is, Kagoin, for example, Shepod Oi, he redeemed it, Al Gabe Asimoin. What's an Asimoin? An Asimoin is a coin that has not yet got the Tsura. Every coin, as we know, is not just a plain piece of gold or silver or copper, but it has an image on it. What happens if you have a plain coin with no image on it? That's called an asimoin. And there the pidyon does not work. Why not? Because v'rachmona oma, because the Torah has taught us, v'tzarto, hakesef biyodecho. Tzarto is from the word tsura. It's got to be a properly minted coin. And if you use a coin which has not been minted, means it does not have the image on it, then that's not considered a pigeon. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Asimoin, Kesef, Shaloi Nikva Boi Tsura, where the Tsura has not yet been established on it, Koirin Loi Palzun Balaz. So therefore, it is a Chiddush. We're not talking about the guy didn't do a pigeon at all. He did do a pigeon, but he messed up because he didn't do the pigeon correctly. And finally, says the Gemara, in the case of Hekdush, Vitzarato Kesef Biodecha, we learn that means got to be Kesef Sheyesh Olof Tzura. It's got to have an image on it. Hekdush, there's a different type of redemption. And his mistake was Shechiloloy Al Gaba Karka. He redeemed it using land, Veloy Podoy Bekesef. And yet, V'rachmona Omer, the Torah says, V'nosan HaKesef V'komloy. So every pidyon has its halachas. In the case of Pidyoin Maisa Sheni, it's got to be a minted coin. In the case of Hektush, it's got to be money. And in both cases, we're dealing with, he did redeem it, but he redeemed it incorrectly. In the case of Maisa Sheni, there was no image. In the case of Hektush, it was onto land and not Kesef. So that's the Chiddush of the money, of the Mishnah, that I'm sorry to tell you, that does not constitute a Pidyoin. He has therefore been over an Issa, and therefore he cannot be incorporated in Ezim. Wish everybody well and a Chanukah Sameach. Miss Hashem tomorrow as normal. There's a session.